Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Today we're doing a bonus show, ladies and gentlemen. A bonus show, yes. My special guest, the one, the only, Shane Snyder. This guy is amazing. I first met him on his first night of ever doing stand-up, and he was phenomenal. A great storyteller. And he is just fantastic. I'm waiting for him to call in. And we'll be talking about him. Shane Snyder is a man of blood, mortal but enduring actor, comedian, writer, puppeteer, and producer. Growing up on suburban Long Island, Shane mastered the art of not wanting to be there anymore. He's been doing stand-up comedy for 8 years, and last year headlined at Caroline's Comedy Club as part of their Breakout Comedy Artist Series. His short film, Fool's Day, premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival and was voted number one on Deadline's Viewfinder. Oh, it's really a great film, by the way. If you could check it out, please do. He's won so many awards. He's a great guy. I got to wait for his phone call to come in because he's got a new project on. He's puppeteering. This time he's working with the Puppet Shakespeare Players since its inception and is proud to be partner and producer for the company. Puppet Shakespeare, www.puppetshakespeare.org, and he's going to do the puppet Titus Andronicus, you may remember as one of the grimmest of the Shakespearean plays. It's going to be at Theater Row, and previews start tomorrow, July 24th, through July 30th, and plays until, July 24th through July 30th, and plays until August 17th. You want to catch this very inventive young man. And meanwhile, I'm going to check it out and see where he is. But I'm going to find a song that I think would go appropriately to open this with, and we'll see when he calls in. Are you ready? A little Tom Carosa. Here we go.
Cheese and eggs, holy schmoly, it's early. My poor legs, get your butts out of bed. Curds and whey, I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell. Is it coming from me? No! What's that smell? It is coming from everywhere. Smells like sewage and burning hair. Something treacherous fills the air.
Good morning, Theobald.
Morning, Dr. Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of...
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene.
Catastrophic and gloomy,
sort of like you touch to me,
sending shivers all through me. For me, it is more than a smell, it's a feeling. Its hold on my soul sends my memory.
Waking my baby. Smell that smell, worse than diapers and puke. You can tell that some trouble is brewing. Here comes Constance. Bible you ring.
He can tell us what's doing. All is well, well except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there has not been a slime, nor are corpses decaying. Can't believe what I'm saying.
He flew beyond.
Sets me pockets a-jingling.
Pushing and steaming, prisoners and freemen, story like an evening, we sell them all before. But this is something easy, so those we are speaking, our clothes are feeling sticky.
Shut up, you dirty horse.
I'm
for me.
You weren't quite on the line, so I picked a song that I thought was appropriate to your play, Titus Andronicus.
I loved it. I was listening to that the whole time, being like, what's that smell? Is that, what is that?
Well, I remember from the movie Titus Andronicus how they were out in the swamp.
They were out in the what?
You know, where they, I don't want to give it away, where they find the sister.
Oh, yes. Yes, you know, I'm okay with giving it away. It's all
okay.
Right. The show is so brutal. I kind of want people to know what they're in for. But when they find the sister, just buried. And with her hands chopped off, her tongue cut out, it's a wonderful moment.
That's why I thought "What's That Smell" was appropriate.
Yeah, it actually kind of is. Like, oh my God. How's it going, Nancy?
It's going well. I'm so proud of you. Yet another feat into the world of experimentation. Your films are a big hit. Fool's Day, of course, I love. I just interviewed the wonderful Kathy Searle with her new movie coming out, My Man's a Loser. Look at that. You had her before anyone knew she's going to be a big star in your film.
Yeah, she's amazing. And she's so perfect. She really blew us out of the water when she came in for her audition. And she, even in those, like, I think she has 6-7 lines in the movie, and she steals the show. She's amazing.
I told her that. I said, I don't want to say this, but you are a scene stealer, and I mean it in a good way. I called her the seasoning in the scene. So the scene is the food. She's the special spice. She just makes it.
Yeah.
And you had her first, so tell us about it. I announced everything about you before you came on, so tell us about your new play. This is very exciting.
So we're doing Puppet Titus Andronicus with my Puppet Shakespeare Company. We just do all the Shakespeare shows with puppets. This is our third show. We did Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, and now we're doing Titus, which is the most brutal metal, violent, death-filled Shakespeare play Shakespeare probably ever wrote. There's a dozen on-stage deaths, decapitation, dismemberment, sacrifices to the gods. A woman gets her tongue cut out, like we talked about. The two rapists get cooked into pies, and their mom eats it. But we're doing it all with puppets, so it's kind of this really deranged, sick little childhood fantasy of mine to just have like a bunch of the Sesame Street characters get their split.
And it looks from the photos like you have a great cast too, besides the puppets and the playwright himself. Tell us about your cast.
Oh, they're wonderful. Some of them we've had on for a while. Mindy Land and Drew Torkelson. They just came out with a tour of Dinosaur Train, which granted it's a kid's show, but I think that's a really good show. I never got a chance to see it, unfortunately, but it wasn't really geared for me. But they're excellent puppeteers. We've got Ross Hammond from Whatever This Is, and just a bunch of wonderful, great people. And my dad, Dee Snider, is helping us to produce it. And we've got Kevin O'Callaghan and Holly Trotta. And Kevin O'Callaghan's in the Set Designers Hall of Fame, building our set and doing our props for us. So it's really coming together quite nicely.
Wow, that's quite the backup. There's a dad who's supportive.
Yeah, and Suzette, my mom, who did all the costumes for Twisted, she's doing the costumes for this. And, of course, you know, we're trying to save the budget wherever we can, but she did an amazing job.
She's amazing.
For
she
everybody.
Also, yeah, and she did the makeup for Fool's Day, too. Did she do the makeup and the special effects? Was that your mom?
Costume, makeup, all the blood. She did it all, and she's really excellent.
You guys have parents of the year.
I really do. They are excellent producers, and they, on top of being amazing creatives themselves, and having them around on productions, they get things done. They know great people, and again, my mom is a lot of people I think underestimate her talents, but she blows us out of the water on everything she does. And
I remember you telling me about Fool's Day when she created the blood and the guts and the.
Yeah, she was even going, like, she made blood, and, you know, it was a simple thing. It was corn syrup and red dye. But she was like, you know what? This is her head exploding. We need chunks of skull and some, you know, some cartilage and some little blood clots and stuff like that. You know, heads are complicated. And then she mixed this bloody concoction with, like, thick chunks and bits of cherries and Jell-O. So when we threw it, it was this nasty, nasty, bloody goop. And it really, I think, helped gross people out a lot when it happened.
Well, would this be happening on Titus Andronicus?
We have a different kind of blood here. We have, for the puppets that die, it's mostly puppets dying. It's all silly string and handkerchiefs and candy. So it's a much less realistic death than in Fool's Day. Fool's Day, we tried to go, like, way over realistic with it because it was so bizarre. The death was so cartoony. We were like, oh, you know, we got to do it real. So it feels like something insane just happened. But this, it's the deaths are kind of so real, we wanted to go more cartoony with it and make it so it's not a tragedy.
What would you say was the hardest part about staging this show?
Oh, man. Hardest thing so far, it can be really tough blocking. We have a good, like, combination of puppets here. We have some that, you know, are arm rod puppets, others that have puppets with their hands inside sleeves. And then we even have this one puppet, our Demetrius puppet, is this enormous, I guess he's probably like 5 feet tall, all things included. And his arms are on these, like, big swiveling rods. So when we do fight scenes, it's hard for a puppet without hands to grip a sword. So we have to come up with creative ways for a puppet to kill another puppet, or a puppet to die, or a puppet to shoot blood out of its mouth. We've just been, like, when Lavinia gets her tongue cut out, we have it, you know, she just sprays people down with silly string whenever she opens her mouth. So we have these kind of complicated mechanics built into all of them that I think is the toughest thing so far.
That's the toughest thing so far. And let's tell everybody again where's it going to be and how they can get tickets. I've posted on the Facebook page for the show a special number where you can get 20% off a special site. So tell them about where it is and when it's playing.
We're at the Beckett Theater at Cedar Row. Jeez, I'm sorry. Can you hear this street behind me? This is ridiculous.
That's okay. It makes it more real.
Okay, cool. We're at the Beckett Theater at Cedar Row. We actually open up tomorrow night. We're running previews for a week, and we'll be running until August 17th with our opening night being July 30th. And you can get tickets at telechargeoffers.com. And I'm and anybody who's listening to your show can get a discounted ticket. They go to Telecharge Offers and type in True Love into the discount bar, and it'll send you right to our ticket page.
That is awesome that they're getting a discount on this. Now, do you have music throughout the show, or just at the opening, the closing, or is there?
We've got a few musical moments. We have we open up with like a big musical number. The first act of Titus Andronicus is just exposition. It is just filled with exposition. So we found it kind of boring, and we decided it'd be more fun to do it as a musical number. So we do the first act where Titus returns home. He's lost 21 sons at war. He's he has a goth queen that he sacrifices her son to, and the cycle of revenge begins there. So we do that in a musical number, and then we end the first act with a bit of a musical number where Marcus fights a fly to the Mortal Kombat music.
Now, that's interesting. Are you yourself performing in this?
Yes, I think I play like five characters. I'm Chiron, who's one of the bad guys, Amelius, the messenger, Quintius, and one of the stones that Titus talks to. Yeah, we went really weird with it. There's this one line in it where, because we like to mix in like a bunch of improv, and section where Titus is trying to plead to the tribune, saying, please, his two sons have been framed for murder, and he's going, please, let them go. And they go, Titus, you lament in vain. The tribunes hear you not, and your sorrows are spoken to the stones. And he goes, it matters not, man. They won't listen, so I'll talk to the stones. And we decided to put a couple of talking stones on stage to talk to Titus for a bit. So he goes and he, like, tells them, you know, oh, it sucks. My two sons were framed for murder. I killed the other one in first act. My daughter's been – I got her tongue cut out. Bad day. And they're just like, oh, Titus, it's terrible. You poor thing. Like, let's go rock out for a bit, or let's get stones, you know.
This is a very creative approach to Shakespeare. Has this ever been done before?
You know, since we've been doing it, some people have said that they've seen it done, and Shakespeare has been done in many different ways.
Bread and puppet, but not like this, a stage.
Yeah,
maybe outdoors, but not, I don't think it's ever been done as a stage. And you're on Broadway Row, is that correct?
Yeah, we're on
Theater Row,
Second
Theater
Street.
Row.
Yeah, exactly, at Theater Row, between 9th and 10th Avenue. It's a great place. We're right not by Times Square. Really feels like we're in the heart of Manhattan.
Oh,
and,
you're definitely in there. And the Theater Row became famous, people listening, in the 80s to the early 90s, when it was just a desolate, strip joints, I don't know, just a desolate block, and the theater industry came in and revitalized that area. And I've seen so many famous people perform on that block. Bruce Willis got his start there, Fool for Love. I can't even go on how many famous plays have come out of that Theater Row there. And there's also these, you can come early, there's great restaurants near there, great bars.
Oh, yeah.
Have a meal, before the show. It's puppet blood, people.
Yeah.
It's okay.
it's really a wonderful area. It's filled with history, and we're really at that heart of where theater really started to thrive in New York City. And it's really great to be here. It's an awesome theater, and everyone here has been really marvelous to us. I can't praise it enough.
And a lot of Broadway shows start on Theater Row and move
this
up.
This is true.
You know, so you want to catch this show right away before you can afford this show. You want to go now, especially with www.telechargeoffers.com and enter True Love for 20% off. What a deal. For more information, you can also go to www.puppetshakespeare.org and check it out, because this is going to be a talked-about show. Oh, stay on. Don't rush off now. We got a couple more minutes because people are logging in as we speak. So this is good. Okay, I have a chat room going, too. The Steve Mendoza Show is listening. Steve, this is a great show. You have to check it out as well. So, okay, give the dates.
It's July 24th. It actually opens tomorrow night, and we're going to be running through August 17th for now. It's a limited engagement. But, you know, of course, if things go – I feel like every time you hear about some Broadway show, it's like limited engagement, and then you hear and they're still open. One of those things where, it's like, if we
Spider-Man.
Do well, it'll save.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That was
that must have happened exactly with Spider-Man. It was kind of like limited, and then, you know, 6 months later.
Well, this is a pretty big endeavor you're taking here, and also a nice change for theater. You might be able to get some people actually interested in Shakespeare again.
That's the hope. You know, we're really trying to bring Shakespeare to the masses. I feel like Shakespeare has a weird stigma to it, you know? That there's
I'm not going to understand it if I watch it. Yeah, like I'm not going to understand it if I watch it. And it's such a great idea. And I have to say, Shane, you're one of my favorite people, just so creative, from stand-up comedy to film. And now, is there anything you don't do yet?
I'm getting to the point where I've nearly done a little bit of all of it. I've done a little theater, a little film, a bunch of stand-up, improv, sketch. I'm kind of trying it all out and seeing what I like best. But the truth is, it's all great in its own right.
Now, let me ask you this. Will you be filming this?
We will not have a filmed version of it available, I don't think. I think this is just going to be a run for itself. We filmed our last show, and to be honest, filmed theater performances, they just lose a bit of that feeling you want when you go to the theater. And with us, you know, we like to improvise, and we like to interact with the audience. We like to come out into the house. And
this would be great with three cameras, more of a PBS Presents. A kind of event with good sound, and so that you get an actual feel. Because I have seen PBS do some great, whether it's opera that actually had a baby puppet on stage that was hilarious, but where you can do this. But I highly recommend this show to everyone listening. Please come check out the show. Support the arts by supporting the arts. Go to www.puppetshakespeare.org. And also www.telecharge.offers, I can't say offers, I'm turning New York, .com, and enter True Love for 20% off. This is such a great deal. Shane, can you believe it? I told you it would go so fast, and it's we've been on air for 22 minutes, and I told you, we said 15, and yes, oh yes.
That flew by, Nancy. I feel like we barely even got to catch up.
That's why I always give more time. Anything else you want to add? We have time, so anything else you want to add about why people should see the show?
One thing I will say is that this is not really meant for kids. If you have some kids, you can take them if you're one of those parents that like showing them The Exorcist when they're 10. You know, this.
No, I think rape and murder might just like.
Yeah, thankfully it like doesn't happen on stage, but it's talked about, and there's some mild puppet violence. And some cursing and stuff like that, because again, we like to break the fourth wall, and we like to, you know, take a step away from the Shakespeare to improvise. So it can get kind of dirty sometimes, and I wouldn't say don't bring your 6-year-old.
But do bring yourself to see this show.
Yeah, bring yourself.
It's one of a kind. There's nothing like it. No kids. But it's one of it's going to blow away Lithgow and Annette Bening in the park.
That's
going to blow away King Lear. I know they are, but this will blow it away because you're air conditioned. So
yeah, this is true. We're actually going to go with the puppets to Central Park and just like bother all the people waiting online and being like, you know, we got AC. You could come. You could come to our show. We'll give you. You know, we'll get you tickets.
You've got to take pictures and you've got to take pictures of that and film that to put on your Facebook. You've got to.
That would be fun.
have somebody with a camera. Well, Shane Schneider, thank you for joining us today on Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Go check out this show. It's going to be amazing. Titus Andronicus, Beckett Theater, performed by puppets. Woo! Nothing like
thank
it in New
so
York
much,
City.
Man.
And thank you, Shane. It's great.
All right.